overfed. My cousin delivered a baby girl last year. I became the girl's little aunt. Fully occupied with the school, I don't get to play with her very much. On Mother's WeChat Moments updates, I do see lots of her photos. It seems that the girl is growing fast. Last week, I paid a visit to my cousin and her baby daughter. The girl had grown much taller than I expected. My cousin and her husband took turns holding the baby in their arms. Obviously, she was the apple of their eye. I admitted she was a pretty baby, yet I found something missing. At dinner, my uncle and aunt were looking after the baby. Through the chats, I learned that the baby was fed 5 times a day punctually. The family adored her so much that they never let her go hungry or cold. It seemed as if that she was being raised like a flower in a greenhouse. Physically, the girl was well looked after, but I didn't see the typical sparkle found in a bouncing baby's eyes. I asked my cousin whether her girl could speak. My cousin said that her girl could not even utter mom or dad, even though she was over a year old. The girl was not curious either. When I showed her a new object, she didn't reach for it. I feel sorry for the girl. According to my family, I was a very curious child. I was talkative and active. Mother said that I was often woken up by hunger at night. I was driven to explore new things. In primary school, my mind worked very fast. When there was a problem and a discussion, I could come up with more ideas than my peers during the brainstorming. Parents' duties go way beyond meeting their child's physical needs. They should talk with it, play with it, and inspire it through interaction. A healthy baby is mentally active as well as physically fit. Hopefully, next time I visit the baby, she can speak and call me little aunt. May she become curious about the world around her as well.